Some of you will remember Reverend Alan Abrams, who was with us for, was it 1 year, 2 years? And he looked after us in Ponders End and Lancaster Road. And I remember going out one evening to a meeting with him, and we went on the underground system, and he thought what a wonderful system it was. It seemed to be running very well that evening. And then he saw a notice, "Mind the gap." And he said, "That's a good notice. It makes more sense than the notice we have in America." I said, "Oh, does it? What does it say in America?" He says, "Watch the gap." He said, "Who wants to stand and watch a gap? Yours is much more practical, isn't it?" I want to tell you a story about a gap. And it was probably back in the 1960s when I was with the First Enfield Junior Section, and we used to have summer outings. Some used to go to camp for a week, the younger ones, but not so many in those days. And we used to go have a day's outing to the seaside. And 1 year, we arranged an outing for the junior section, which probably would have been about 45 boys. And we invited the Brownies and Junior Church to join with us. And I think there was something like 70 plus young children, and well, it seemed we almost needed as many adults, but there were quite a lot of adults, obviously, as you can imagine. We went to Clacton, and we went on a train from Enfield Town, and they used to run specials for youth groups. And so we boarded the train and seemed to get there fairly quickly, and as we got off the train at Clacton, most of the groups were getting off okay. Ours were getting off, just a couple of boys to get off. And I watched, and one stepped out and disappeared. And I looked, and he'd gone down the gap between the train and the platform. Fortunately, he fell straight down. The other good thing was that his father was a helper in the junior section, and he was looking after that group. So I was rather relieved about that. But the father bent down, put his hand down, grabbed his son up, brushed him down. "Are you all right?" "Yeah." And we all enjoyed the day. Father was there for him, wasn't he? And I'm sure if that boy's mother had been on the trip, she'd have done exactly the same. But of course, our Heavenly Father is like that young boy's father. He's there for us at all times, always ready to pick us up, always to help us on our way. So that human father was there to help the son that he loved. And our Heavenly Father loves each one of us. And he tells us to follow his example and love one another. Yes, to love our friends, but also to love those we find it difficult to get on with. And love, of course, is a wonderful Christian attitude to have.